everyone on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashionista, and I thought I would just do a boom today because I haven't done one in a little while. I feel like I start these booms with that all the time. Like, you must get so sick of hearing me going, oh, I haven't done a boom in a while, so I'm going to do one. Oh, I don't know, I need to get some new lines. Anyway, so I am currently at my laptop. I just wrote a blog post about my Lush spa experience that I had yesterday. So I thought I'd come here and talk to you a little bit about it, really, because I know a lot of you who follow me love Lush. You're all Lush fans, as am I. So you might want to know about Lush spas experience, because actually Lush do have spas up and down the country. There's one in Edinburgh, one in Paul, one in Leeds, there's one in Liverpool, there's one in London, Chelsea, London, Oxford Street. I can't remember where the other ones are. I'll have to, they're on my blog, they're all listed on there. So there's more information on my blog if you want to know. Basically, I went up to London, Oxford Street yesterday to their flagship store to have a spa treatment, because I'd been given a voucher for my birthday last year to have a spa treatment, and it was the spell that I had. But I hadn't actually had a chance to book it and go and have it, because I've just been so busy with my work and stuff. So finally I managed to book it, and I went yesterday to have it done. And I've done a blog post about it, I reviewed it, and I thought I'll just come on here to give you my thoughts. So Lush Oxford Street is one of their newest stores. It's a flagship store, it's massive, 3 floors. They've got loads of exclusives you can't get anywhere else. I've done a haul on it, actually, which you can check out on my YouTube channel, and I'll be doing an updated haul soon because I went and got a few more bits yesterday. So I'm going to do another Lush Oxford Street haul very soon. It's fully accessible. It's it's got lift access to all the floors. It is the lighting's very good. The staff are very helpful and friendly, and it's just a nice atmosphere to be in. So I went there yesterday in the afternoon to have my treatment, and let me just tell you, the treatment is absolutely amazing, and you wouldn't even know it was there because it's on the lower ground floor, and it's kind of a little area at the back of the shop, and you go through and you're in this beautiful oasis, and it's all inspired by an English countryside. So the spa treatment and the spa itself in Lush, they're very different and unique. They're nothing like these very sterile spas you go to where you have a facial and it's all very kind of white and clean and very kind of, you know, not in a horrible way, but it's a very clean and sterile environment, and it's not somewhere where you'd necessarily go for holistic purposes or, you know, for to change your mind frame. I'd say spas are more to have a facial and get rid of those blackheads, but Lush spa treatments, of course, they are to help you aesthetically and to have nice feet, nice hair, you know a nice face, to kind of help you detox and feel better about yourself. Of course they are, but they're also designed to help you get into a better mind frame and to be in a better kind of physical state. So the spell treatment itself is a reflexology treatment, and it's designed to help you combat stress, anxiety, and any worries or emotional baggage you might be carrying around with you. And the way that these treatments works is it's kind of comprised of 3 stages. It's 60 minutes long, plus 15 minutes of consultation time, and the treatment is designed around the basis that your feet is where you'll get physical symptoms if you're carrying any stress or emotional baggage. So the theory is that when you're having a problem with your feet, it's because you've got this pent-up anxiety that you can't let go of, and that's where the basis of this treatment comes from. It's also about helping you with kind of your physical state, so your digestion and, you know, any kind of muscle tension. Obviously reflexology is designed because to help with that. The feet is where a lot of the pressure points are and where you can feel if anything's wrong with you, and it's a very comprehensive kind of treatment because it's about, you know, looking at those pressure points and seeing how you feel in yourself, and designed to help you kind of relieve any stress and tension and move forward in your life. Now the treatment is very unique, like I said, because it's based around kind of inspiring you and helping you move forward and have a better mind frame. So the setting is very inspiring because it's a very kind of English country, heritage, folkish setting with the wood panel walls and floors and the, you know, the gingham and checkered kind of cushions and, you know, fresh flowers and kind of water infused with cucumber and mint. It's just a very clean, it's of course it's clean, it's a lovely environment, it smells amazing, the treatments are all great, they help you like visually to look better, but it's also about you as a person to feel better. So it's a treatment, but it's a treatment with a difference. So it's got additions that you wouldn't necessarily have if you went elsewhere. And you know, so when you go into the treatment, basically you'll be given some water that's infused with cucumber and mint to help you cleanse yourself. And then your therapist will come and talk to you about the treatments. Of course, I had the spa. I mean, I can't talk about any other treatments because I've not had those. But my one was the spell. And basically, it is a foot treatment and it's reflexology. So they use products like the Rubber Brub Scrub. They use the Volcano Foot Scrub as a mask. They use a very lovely pink peppermint foot cream. They use kind of essential oils and these kind of balms, and they apply them to these hot stone rocks, and the smell evaporates into the air, so you inhale it. And they use the art of reflexology and, you know, pressure points and massage to help you release any tension. And after your treatment, you're then given this lovely drink infused with mint, lemongrass and lemon to help you cleanse your digestive system and to detox. So it's just a really lovely treatment. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was an amazing experience, and I have to say the staff were all very friendly. I really liked my therapist. She was called Sonia. So if you go to Lush Oxford Street and you have Sonia, tell her I said hello. She'll know who I am because I'm the girl with the guide dog by the name of Emily, so she'll remember who I am. But it's just a really beautiful experience. The soundtrack that they play as well, let me just talk about the soundtrack now. I have mentioned this in a video actually, because I actually have the spell soundtrack. All this you know, the soundtracks that Lush have for the spa are created by someone called Simon Emmonson, a composer, and they're all very much inspired by the English countryside, and it's very folkish. But the spa, the spell spa treatment soundtrack is a little bit more haunting. It's a little bit more of a, you know, transformative experience, because it's designed to take you on a journey. So there's a lot of sounds of nature, like thunderstorms, you know, the coastal sounds, the pastoral kind of English country sounds, like of the animals, and you know, it's combined with vocals, very kind of haunting vocals, and then you've got all this folkish music and a little twang of some sort of Indian vibes in there as well, just a little bit. But it's really a gorgeous thing to listen to, and whilst you're having this amazing foot treatment with these products and the scent you get and the darkness of the room, and just it's such a very peaceful and a very kind of theatrical experience. And the spell is designed with elements of alchemy and elements of kind of this kind of transformative experience. And obviously the name spell is supposed to help you get rid of those worries and remove any of those kind of anxieties, so it's transformative and it magically gets you into a better state. I have to say, after I had the treatment, I did have much better feet. They felt so much more lighter. It felt like I was walking on air, and I didn't have any kind of tension in any of my body. I felt as if I could go to sleep. To be honest, I came home, I had food, and I just went to bed. I just didn't do anything else for the evening. I was so tired, but in a nice way, and I felt like the treatment really helped me to relieve any tension, and it was just such a gorgeous experience. So I think if any of you are thinking of having a Lush spa treatment, definitely go and have one. If you are, you know, very active and you're on your feet a lot and you feel that you need to have some TLC, that would be a really good treatment to have. If you feel very anxious and you want to just be in a better state of mind, then that's definitely a good treatment to have as well. I mean, they all look amazing. To be fair, there's so many other ones you can go for. I would love to have the Comforter next during the winter time, so that's one I'd love to do because it just looks so amazing. But honestly, if you are thinking of having one, or you're thinking of giving someone a spa gift, I would recommend the Lush spa because it's just a great experience, and honestly it's just so incredible. So like I said, there are some flagship stores that do have spas up and down the country, so you have to go and see whether there's a spa near you where you can go. I've put a list of where they are on my blog. I think there's about 8. If you go onto the website, you can find out where they are. You go onto the website, go on the link for shops, and then click on the link for shops with spas, and it will tell you about where the nearest one is to you. So that's pretty much it for today. I'm going to leave the link to the blog post in the description if you want to go and take a look at that and you want to find out more. It's also on my Twitter as well. It's the latest tweet I've put up on there. Let me know in the comments, or let me know if you've had any of the spa treatments and if you'd like to have one, or if you've had one, what you thought of it. I'd love to hear your comments. And that's it. I'm going to go now, and I'm going to go and get on with some work. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in my next one. Bye.